So you have some ideas for Phase 4 of the MCU?
Yes, sir, I do.
That's great. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts about how to solve the Thanos problem.
Yeah, I got your email about that. What is the Thanos problem exactly? Is it that people can't stop talking about his butt?
No, it's just that Thanos was such a great villain and the stakes were so high, it's kind of like, where do we go from here?
Oh, okay, it's like, how can we still make these movies exciting when Thanos was like the ultimate bad guy?
Exactly, it kind of feels like we've written ourselves into a corner in terms of exciting situations. It's gonna be tough to move past this.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, I figure we could kind of, you know, lean into it.
Oh, leaning into things is tight.
Wait, what are you talking about? Lean into what?
Like, what if in Phase 4 of the MCU, we just make the stakes, like, super low?
Oh, I don't understand.
Okay, well, for example, we could have a movie taking place entirely on Hawkeye's farm.
And what does he go up against?
Maybe like a drought or a really bad bug infestation?
Well, it feels like it should be a little exciting.
Well, I'm not done.
Okay.
Maybe his tractor breaks.
That's not anything.
Maybe in Black Panther 2, we have T'Challa switch bodies with Shuri, you know, kind of a Freaky Friday situation.
Yeah, I don't know.
He has to pretend to be super good at science and he gets yelled at by the teacher.
What teacher?
I don't know. Actually, we kind of tease that in Black Panther 2, the villain might be Namor the Submariner.
What?
Yeah, you know how we were like, oh, there's an earthquake at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, okay, but first of all, it's pronounced Namor the Submariner.
No, it's not.
And I think that's a little too high stakes, you know? People are gonna be like, wow, he's powerful, but so was Thanos, and he's no Thanos.
No, I guess he's no Thanos.
What we need to do is go so low stakes that Thanos doesn't even pop into people's minds.
I guess.
Like, maybe we discover that Iron Man made a secret Iron Man suit, right?
Right.
But this one was made specifically for a golden retriever.
What?
And we have the Golden Retriever use the suit to play basketball. Bam, you've got yourself an Air Bud reboot.
Okay, I don't think I'm on board with this low stakes thing.
Fair enough. So what if we mix things up a bit? We have the rights to the X-Men now, right?
We do, yeah.
So let's go with an X-Men versus Avengers storyline, you know? Good versus good.
Yep. People did like Civil War.
We could even say that Tony secretly built a high-tech wheelchair for Professor X.
Oh, could be cool.
And maybe one for a Golden Retriever.
Nope, not that part.
Well, we'll see.
Then again, I don't know about introducing the X-Men, you know? We'd have to have origin stories for every single character. That sounds like a lot of work.
Would we really have to do that?
It is kind of our thing.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, maybe we could do Avengers versus Onslaught.
Isn't that a little wildcat?
No, that's an ocelot.
Oh, okay, what's your thing?
Onslaught is like a combination of Magneto and Professor X. He's a pretty big deal.
Oh, okay, so we get James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender to walk around in one of those two-person sweaters?
No, not that at all.
Okay, well, let's shelf that for now. What else you got?
Well, we could bring the Fantastic Four into the mix now.
Oh, I like that. That could be great.
Yeah, get some Dr. Doom action going on, and if you want someone as big as Thanos, we could get Galactus involved.
What's Galactus's deal again?
He basically devours planets because he's hungry.
Ah, like Pac-Man.
Not at all, no.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he goes up against the Fantastic Four, so it could be a great fit.
I like the sound of that.
And since Captain America is old now, that frees up Chris Evans to reprise his role as the Human Torch.
Oh, you ruined it.
Ah, dang it. Okay, another idea. Maybe a Black Widow movie.
But she's dead now. Would she be a ghost?
No, this would be a prequel movie.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe we have her try out other spider names before settling on Black Widow, like maybe she goes by Daddy Longlegs for a bit.
Yeah, no, but part of that's a good idea.
Great.
Do you have anything else?
Maybe we make Doctor Strange 2 a choose-your-own-adventure like Bandersnatch.
What?
Except this movie has 14 million possible endings.
Yeah, no, that's not doable.
Okay, so how about the Avengers use the time machine again, but they accidentally go back to prehistoric times?
And what, they have to fight dinosaurs?
Could be great, you know, have Chris Pratt stare down some velociraptors. I could totally picture that.
I think you could picture it because you're describing Jurassic World.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Well, maybe we do that then.
What do you mean we do that?
We do Jurassic World, like shot for shot.
But that's been done.
But this time he's Star-Lord.
No.
Yeesh, alright, I didn't know you're gonna be so picky.
I mean.
Alright, so we have Submariner, Galactus, Daddy Longlegs. We should be good, right?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, so hear me out on this. What if everybody was a Skrull?
Everybody?
Yeah, we just go, hey, everybody was a Skrull, and we restart with a clean slate.
Or we do the much better toned-down version, you know, like a secret invasion. People would enjoy that.
I mean, I guess. Or what about this?
What about what? In full transparency, I'm beginning to realize how bad you are at this.
No, 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 this is a good one. So you know how all the Disney classics are being remade in live action?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we remake all the MCU movies as hand-drawn animations?
Because that's a bad idea.
But is it, though?
It is.
But is it really, though?
Okay, I think we're gonna have to stall a little bit before announcing our Phase 4 plans.
That's probably a good move.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.